Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Listen to all of it on WNYC. Welcome back. At some point, I bet that every city dweller has said, I'm out of here. This overcrowded hellscape. I'm moving to the country. Get some fresh air, the chance to work with your hands, not to have to deal with that subway pole leaner, that guy. This is the premise of the new television comedy from director, writer, producer, and actor Lake Bell. Lake Bell stars with Dax Shepard as Rio and Mike, a sweet, a little naive newlywed couple who decide to leave their hectic jobs in Manhattan when Mike inherits a home and farm in Nebraska. Here's the trailer.
My husband's great aunt died and left this farmhouse to him, which is why we're moving to Nebraska.
Why would you leave New York?
Four men have shown me their penises on the subway this month.
Right.
Maybe one woman.
Hi, Mom.
You've never lived anywhere but the city. You're afraid of cows.
You're afraid of cows?
No.
Mom, I need a simpler life.
Nebraska!
Okay. Guess it could use a coat of paint.
I love a trailer that has Panic at the Disco Lake.
Let's
just start there. Lake Bell teamed up with her pal Liz Merriweather to create Bless This Mess. It premieres tomorrow night at 9:30 on ABC. So you're a city person. Did you ever have this fantasy of just like getting out?
I mean, that's absolutely where it came from. I'm, you know, born and raised in New York, and I... You know, my husband and I definitely have this romantic fantasy, this idea that, you know, because we operate on such high RPM, we are so overstimulated, everything's being thrust at us at once, media, advertisements, you know, it's just like a lot, you know, people, you know. And I think, you know, this ideal that, you know, we can kind of pick up and just get a plot of dirt and you know, work the land feels very sort of... sexy and sort of like luxurious. But of course, the reality of that is that, you know, you don't just pick up and go and think that you're going to know what to do. And I love the sort of idealism of Mike and Rio at the, you know, heart of this. But yes, the show is very much filled with like self-deprecating kind of comedy and at the expense of us. So,
oh yeah, it's not the folks in the Midwest who are taking it on this.
You two
are taking it in the knees through the whole thing,
which is what we found really funny. I think, you know, people are like, oh, it's like a modern Green Acres. I was like, okay, but in this scenario, we are, first of all, it's deeply cinematic. Like I worked really hard to make it visual, and mm-hmm. I wanted it to be like, you know, take my little indie spirit and thrust it onto the you know, network screen or whatever.
Yeah, some of the images, they look like Wyeth.
You know what I mean?
Like the big sky and the house that's about to fall down. That's the sound he's making. He inherits this house, and it's just a mess.
It's a mess. It's a bit. We got a little money pit sprinkled in there, which is like one of my favorites. You know, I think. Yeah, texturally, we really wanted to make something super kind-spirited in its type of humor, but you know, because I feel like we all need that right mm-hmm. now. You know, it's definitely divided in this country. Like, there's no real arguing that. And I feel like it was an interesting concept. You know, both Liz and I were excited to be these, like, you know, take these protagonists who are clearly liberal, quasi-hipster, you know, descending upon a small town ecosystem that is ultimately kind of beautiful in their just core values. Maybe politically they might be on different odds, you don't know, but like we sort of talk about the cultural discrepancies mm-hmm. and sort of embrace them and have fun with them. So
they call it upstate. All the people from Brooklyn who moved upstate, they call them hicksters.
Hell, my God. That's so good.
And that's what reminded me. I was like, oh, these guys are hicksters.
Yeah. Totally, totally hicksters. That's great. I have not heard that coined yet. Yeah, so thank you.
It's also important, I think, in this telling the story, is that this couple, that they're newlyweds.
Yeah, that's 100% a part of it where you're still, you know, it's that couple in that state of being where you're at, you know, you're the best version of yourself, you know, and then as you unfurl your truest self, you know, that's when hilarity ensues, I suppose. But it was fun. We also liked the idea, like when Liz and I got together to make this, we were like both somewhat newly married, and we are married to people who are very different than us. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fodder for comedy in there. You know, it's like a good starting place.
My guest is Lake Bell. We're talking about her new show, Bless This Mess. You worked with your friend Liz, and mm-hmm. it's What do you admire? I mean, she's your friend, you like her, all that. But what do you admire about her work that you thought, this is a person who I need to go do a network show,
right,
which is very different than doing an Amazon, Hulu, premium cable show.
I mean,
right,
girl, I know. I think because, you know, I have known her for a long time and I do trust her implicitly. And I feel like comedically we are aligned. Like, we both enjoy a kind-spirited fodder, right? Like, mm-hmm. we don't want to be, like, mean or blue. And I think we also, given her sort of expertise in the sort of network space, I feel somewhat protected because she, like, knows the machine really well. And then taking her sort of TV cred and, like, taking my indie fusion in there and kind of melding them, you know, ultimately, I think creates something hopefully new and texturally different, you know, just in terms of comedy. I mean, we have big, broad set pieces in this show. It's not like a normal sitcom where you got like two heads talking in a living room or an office.
And that staircase down the back.
Oh my God. There's like
front door, couch facing the audience, staircase
exactly,
in the back.
Like leading to nowhere. This is like a very kinetic, athletic show. You know, mm-hmm. it's like the comedy gets to be played in the wides, those big, expansive tableau shots, because you got to see what's going on to get the joke, and that lends itself to being quite different. But that was also really important to both Liz and I. So,
and for people who are like, Liz Merriweather, I recognize that name. She was in charge of The New Girl.
Yes, Liz Merriweather created The New Girl, and it is just, as you know, most of you, that it just come to an end, and that's when we sat down on a couch and said, like, hey, do you want to make a TV show together? And that's where we are now.
There are also some really great actors in this show.
Oh, my God.
Pam Grier. And Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley Jr., comedy legend. And then Pam Grier, this is a fun fact about Pam, is that, yes, we all know that she's a badass and she's an incredible actress, but did you know that she was born and raised in Wyoming and Colorado? And currently, as we sit here in New York, she is on her ranch in Colorado that she helms on her own with her work gloves and her, like, pitchfork, like, shoveling hay and doing equine therapy for, you know, special needs kids to just rehabilitating horses that are in need. Like, she is the most capable person on our set.
She's a consultant, basically.
She is. So she couldn't be more authentic to this role, and she was really pulled to it. And so you get to – she is utterly the heart of our show. And then Ed Begley Jr., you know, when you got Dax and I in our rat-tat-tat kind of like high RPM comedy ping pong, then you've got a lovely foil with Ed Begley who gets to represent a slower – pace, you know, and he takes his pauses and there's so much comedy in his silence. It's incredible.
And I read somewhere, I was listening to an interview and I thought was really interesting, is that you have a writer's room that's geographically diverse. You have somebody who grew up on a pig farm. So it's not just a bunch of coastals thinking up the jokes.
Well, that was really key, actually. It was incredibly important to Liz and I, and then also the network in the studio. Like, we had to find comedy writers who had a farm experience or are from the Midwest, right, which is like, we have Ohio, Nebraska, Minnesota all representing.
The name of the show is Bless This Mess. It is starring Lake Bell, who also wrote it, produced it, directed the pilot as well. Will you come back and we can talk about Chloe and Secret Life of Pets sometime?
Yes, of course.
All right. Bell, thanks so much.
All right, thank you so much.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you on the other side of the news.